this assumption here that anybody would buy this malarkey, that somehow Huma is able to manipulate somebody as sophisticated politically as Hillary Clinton, with all the commitments she's made to the state of Israel, obviously to her country, is somehow being tooled around by the wily nature of Huma Ahmadine, who's working as a lifetime mole, is crazy talk. Isn't it?
Well, if crazy were people, Michelle Bachmann would be China, Chris. You know, when this topic first came up, I thought, why are we acting as a megaphone for this sort of lunacy? It's clearly dog whistle politics in part. Who knows if Michelle Bachmann
believes this or not. Because they win if Obama loses. That's what you have to keep reminding people. The stakes and a lot of other things in our politics, this loony right wins if the center left loses. We want to all remember that.
And that's really the point I'm heading towards here. While at first I thought, why are we offering a megaphone? I actually think we're doing the Lord's work in a way, if you will, by bringing attention to people like Michelle Bachmann, because she is an integral part of the Republican brand. And while Mitt Romney, let's say, may not believe that there's a Muslim Brotherhood conspiracy in the State Department or the U.S. government, you know, some people do. And if you vote for Mitt Romney, that comes with him.